And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, do we have a great show for you today. Today is the final day of the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar, and we're having a great time. And, man, speaking of great times today, it is on. We've got the entire gang from Save the Rose Sport Fishing. We've got Adrian, we've got Rosie, we got Jeff. We're going to be talking all kinds of fishing. We're going to be talking Baja, talking Save the Rose. Lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's going to be a great show. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
You've heard all about it. You know the angler's catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel. A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created two new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400, available soon at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in two gear ratios and two different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 in the Shimano booth at the Fred Hall Shows and coming soon to your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Let's talk candidly about long-range fishing. This is Captain Frank DePresti of the Royal Polaris and the Shogun. Nowhere on earth will you find a fleet of long-range boats like we have in San Diego. We are fortunate to have several top-notch operations to take you to the most productive fishing grounds in the world. We all offer good food, comfortable staterooms, huge bait capacity, and top-of-the-line fish-finding electronics. So why would you choose the Royal Polaris or the Shogun for your next long-range trip? What sets us apart from the rest? It's pretty simple. The boats, the crew, and the service. From the moment you arrive at Fisherman's Landing, the service begins. We help you load your gear and do everything possible to get beginners or seasoned veterans ready to catch fish. When it's time to fish, the Royal Polaris and the Shogun have the edge there, too, delivering the two best fishing platforms in the fleet. But don't don't take my word for it. Come fishing with us. If you want the best, it's Royal Polaris and the Shogun. For more information, call 619-226-8030 or on the web at royalpolarissportfishing.com or shogunsportfishing.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. We got the whole gang, Rosie and Adrian and Jeff from Cedro Sport Fishing today. Going to be a great show, man.
Indeed. Yeah, I'm kind of taking a back seat here today. So
got the crud.
I'm here.
I got it, dude.
Here,
I got you. Covered me last week.
Yeah.
We got you. We know exactly how it goes. Yeah.
So I'm just kind of here pushing buttons.
Yeah, we got it. Well, we're certainly going to have a great show today and lots of fun and so much to talk about and so much changing at one of our most favorite places in the world, and that's Cedros Island. And Cedros Island, excuse me. And lots to talk about, and lots going on. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Morning, Rick.
Jeff,
morning.
Adrian, and Rosie, and a lot going on, and a lot of great additions to one of our favorite places, and we talk so much about. And obviously, one of the biggest things, we're excited to have Rosie in the studio this morning. One of the many new and awesome changes from Cedros Adventures, now Cedros Sport Fishing.
You got it. Yeah. You know, we've got a new partnership that just formed here with Adrian, Al Gross, and Patrick Wang. And one of the things they wanted to do was to bring on someone to manage the place and to take care of everyone and do all the bookings. So I was the fortunate one to get the phone call for that.
All right. Well, I know we're all excited. Every time you call, we'll hear your smiling face and just assisting in all steps of it.
You got it.
Keeping things going and a friendly voice at the end of the phone, help you with booking, reservations, and absolutely everything.
You got it. That would be me.
That's exciting. And Adrian, what's going on at Cedros Sport Fishing? I know there's so much to talk about. We certainly love coming down and fishing with you every year. We've had so many successful Let's Talk Hookup trips. It's certainly one of our most talked about things at the Fred Hall Show. People come by and asking about it and how are things and what's going on and what's some of the new things that we can look forward to seeing as we roll into Cedros Sport Fishing this year.
The new things was what you just talking about, Rosie, and what we're going to do is now the fishing process is going to be totally different because Rosie is going to tell us how to do it, and it's going to be a lot even more professional and better.
Awesome.
All the time. You know, always we're doing changes to the best to all customers.
That's fantastic.
And the lodge is going to have some improvements too, right? Your beautiful
yes.
lodge that already is the finest one on Cedros, right?
Like always, yeah. We're trying to do it, you know, better and better all every year.
Yeah,
one
it's
thing,
such a cool place.
One thing I've always been so impressed about, Jeff, and I know you know the same, is at the end of every trip, no matter what, whoever is, kind of directing the lodge, always, I mean, everybody always makes it a point to just get everybody super honest feedback. And it's usually always the same thing. That's perfect. Don't change anything. We love it. We love it. We love it. But everybody is so on top of, tell us everything. I mean, to the littlest teeny thing, I wanted an extra beer. I wanted whatever. I mean, and every year you see, every year you guys seem to change things that we didn't even realize we wanted. And then all of a sudden you come down like, oh, my gosh, yes. This outdoor seating is killer, or this new area is killer, and I think you guys do such a good job of just always pushing to make that place the best.
Yeah, and that's, Rick, exactly on point. We get all the feedback from our valued customers, and, we want to hear good, bad, and different. What do we do wrong? What do we do right? What can we do better? And Adrian just continues to bring things to the next level year after year after year. So we're excited to be here today with you guys and share some of the new and exciting improvements that are coming down the pipe for this season. And looking forward to another fantastic year.
That's awesome.
You know, one thing that I've noticed, and I haven't been here that long, but one thing I have absolutely admired about Adrian is that, he does take all these suggestions and he takes them to heart. And he really looks at them closely, and he is so open to improving and making changes for you anglers. And there's not a lot of places that do that so openly and readily, and he wants to do it. He wants it to be the best, and therefore it is.
That's
it
awesome.
It is the best.
Adrian, how long ago was that we went down, Rick and I went down to you, when you first started formulating Cedros Adventures?
Maybe six, seven.
When Jeff was there, and we stayed at the hotel in town, and you took us fishing. I remember going out. It was during abalone season, and it was early season. It was windy, but We had such a great time.
I'll never forget that. Yeah. That was so cool. Experience. Such a
and it was before anybody did anything down there.
It was like a tester trip.
Was it like 10 years ago? Seven years ago?
Yep. Like 8-9 years ago.
8-9 years ago. Yes. And so when did you actually start selling spots and?
Well, the first trip, in fact, Jeff was one of the first ones. That was around 2006. Uh-huh. And then we start, getting more and more. But, like, in the lodge, maybe I got, 4 years. 4 years in the getting every time, It was step by step. And right now, you see it, how it's going and pretty good.
That's beautiful.
The journey about since nothing to right now is so exciting to make it happen.
Tell the listeners how you kind of discovered this whole thing, you and Tom Green. What did you do? Yeah. How did you end up on
San Diego? Well, we're a spotter, and we've been fishing from the island. Every time we was coming late, and then we see a lot of schools of yellowtail, and you know what? We said we need to bring someone to,
Sure. When you say spotter, you mean you were flying flying the planes, spotting tuna for the commercial fleet?
Yeah, for the bluefin tuna.
Sure. And Cedros was like your home base operation.
Exactly. That we spend months there looking, spotting from there. So every time when we come in, we see a lot of potential there. You know what? We need to bring our friends to do something about it. And so that's how we started doing this.
Adrian, what were we saying? Like, they would fly in and, like you said, just see massive ton schools, giant color spots just roaming around.
Exactly.
Somebody needs to go catch them.
Exactly. Someone needs to go catch them.
Come on. Yes.
And there's still so little pressure there. I mean, you think about the number of boats that really go there and fish. It's not much.
No. And we always have a great fishing and it's been really, really nice.
This is such a unique trip. It's one of my absolute favorites. I go every year. Dad goes every year. We love it. And I like it because it's so unique. It's different than just about any other trip out there. I mean, it's the similar fishing that we're all used to, and I think that's one of the things that's so much fun about it, is it's similar to the fishing we experience at home. It's calico bass, it's yellowtail, it's plastics, it's irons, it's bait, it's all the things that we like, but it's so prolific. What I would like is if you could just kind of give us a rundown of what makes it so unique, how the trip starts getting with you guys and getting down to the airport and flying across. If you could just kind of give us a rundown on how one of the trips works.
So I think what separates us is just our all-around customer attention and service. From the time you put your gear in that van, you're hands off. I mean, we've got the best Pongoneros down there. They're the most knowledgeable guys on the island for getting you on the spot. They'll tie your hook for you. I prefer to do that myself,
But they're there to help you out.
They're there to help in any way, shape, or form. So that's just the biggest thing. Once you get in the van, you're on vacation. You're going fishing, and that's all you have to focus on, just from start to finish.
And I'll say for sure, I've been fishing the island for a lot of years. I know Pete has the same, and there are other operations there. The difference is so clear when you're there, and it's service. And service is exactly what it's about, from booking to helping to once your plane lands and seeing the entire crew, grabbing people's bags and everything. It is very obvious the difference when you're there and you're seeing the others. I mean, the fishing is one thing. The service and the trip that you guys and the experience you guys offer is what sets you apart. There's no question.
And that's, we attribute that to our loyal and dedicated staff as well. We've got 9 people down there on the island. They're just there to beckon and cater to your every need or wish.
And
they do. I mean, it's like the day that, when we all went down, is like I'm watching the guys, and the guys, everyone was always busy, from getting the cushions just put onto the seat to making sure you had enough water, to making sure that you were comfortable. I mean, they were there, like Jeff said, your beck and call, man. They just want to make sure that you were catered to.
And think about that. That's 9 people for 12 fishermen.
Exactly.
That's the kind of service that's going on at Cedar Sport Fishing.
Absolutely.
What was your first impression for your first trip down there, Rosie?
You know what? I was blown away.
Yeah.
I had no clue that a place like this existed on Cedros Island. You get down there, and from the airport, you're picked up in the vans and the trucks, and everything is loaded in, and it's not even a 10-minute drive to the lodge, but it's like once you open that front gate, it's like you are in this beautiful, sprawling Mexican hacienda.
Yeah.
Everything is just perfectly maintained. You know, the palm trees are all standing at attention and perfect, and the crew is all smiling down there, and it's like the cleanliness of the facility is absolutely amazing. Each bedroom, you know, perfectly maintained. You know, I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
It's like, where did this place come from?
Beds are nice, and linens are nice.
Where did this place come from? Because
it's awesome. It's awesome.
Right? It's like you figure out you're down on this little island, and this beautiful resort is right there at your beckoning call, man. It is just amazing. So, and even those 99 steps down to the beach, I took every single one of them. I wanted to get in and out of every single room. I explored every single inch of that place, and it's like, there's 99 steps. Well, let me count. I'm going to go down every single one of those steps down to the beach. The beach is beautiful, dude.
Yeah.
It's such an awesome place.
Every
aspect of that place is awesome.
And you know what's so cool about it, too, is you are in a different world when you're on that island, but so easy to get to.
Absolutely.
From a short van ride, short flight, boom, next thing you know, you leave your house in the morning, and, you know, by lunchtime, you're hanging out in a beautiful, beautiful island, and the next day, ready to go catch a bunch of yellowtail and calico bass.
And the community is really cool, too. Community of Cedros is... I mean, you've lived there for a number of years, right, Adrian?
Oh, yes.
And certainly the best tortilla factory in Mexico.
Absolutely. Oh, my God.
Is it the water? What the heck?
I really don't know.
It's so good.
It's the lard.
Yeah. That's the best tortillas I ever had. Yeah, no doubt about it.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Trust me, I've had a few tortillas in my day.
Yeah.
Those are pretty epic.
Always when I go, I gain weight.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's an awesome spot. Well, as you can hear, we've just got such a great show and so much to go over. There's so much fun stuff going on. So much stuff going on at the show, Cedros, everything. So many changes that we're looking forward to talking about, all the great stuff going on at Cedros Board Fishing. And if you want to join us this morning, have a question for Rosie, Adrian, Jeff, you want to tell us a story about one of your great trips to Cedros, we would love to hear from you this morning. Two ways you can reach us if you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup. And first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, and that toll-free line is 877-792-1090. Again, 877-792-1090. Not only going to be talking all kinds of fishing today, talking the great Cedros Sport Fishing, we've also got a great prize for one lucky caller at the end of the show today, and that's a 3-quarter-day trip to go fishing aboard the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Your opportunity to go fishing with Captain Ryan Bosch, and as we heard from Marcos yesterday at C4, limits the yellowtail the day previous on the San Diego, and I'm sure with some good weather yesterday, they had another great catch, so excited to hear about that. A great opportunity. Somebody's going 3-quarter-day fishing on the San Diego out of C4 Sport Fishing. Again, if you want to get your shot at winning that great prize, or better yet, talk to the gang from Cedros Sport Fishing, 858-457-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels with the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities. Van Wormer resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short 2-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest. How would you like a three-day resort vacation for free? That's exactly what the Kona Kai Marina is offering right now. Bring your boat to the Kona Kai for 3 days for free and have full use of all the great amenities they offer. You'll be set up in a deluxe marina slip, get free valet parking, a $50 resort credit to use at Vessel's Restaurant and Lounge, or the incredible Spa Terra. You'll have access to their newly remodeled pool, hot tub, tiki bar, and fitness center for 3 full days, all free. Why is the Kona Kai giving you a 3-day resort lifestyle vacation for free? Simple. They figure once you've experienced this amazing marina and resort, you'll want to move your boat there. Restrictions apply, subject to availability, so don't wait. Call Dock Master Adam at 619-224-7547 now and reserve your free 3-day stay at the Kona Kai Marina for your boat, including full use of the Kona Kai Resort and a $50 resort credit. No strings attached, no seminar to attend. Just come and enjoy. Call Adam at 619-224-7547. Check KonaKaiMarina.com.
Well, hey, you know, talking about great seafood and great places to go, there's one in particular that everybody comes from worldwide, and that's Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
Every person I come across at the tackle store that comes in from out of town, going fishing, they come down to the landings, they want the experience, the first thing I'll say, I'm going to get my squid sandwich, I'm going to get my favorite this. Point Loma Seafoods, it's a favorite for a reason. It's the freshest thing in town. It's exactly what they say. I don't know of another place in San Diego you can walk into, see such an amazing fish case of things to bring home, amazing lunches to get, ceviches and tuna salad, and everything they do is top, top notch.
I had them do a party tray for my buddy Mark's birthday the week before last, and everybody was blown away at the party.
Start the show.
It was like the best gift I could have given them was a gift of a party tray from Point Loma Seafood. And I'm telling you, if you're having a party, prearrange a party tray, you will not be sorry.
You'll be the star. Yeah, they'll custom tailor anything the way you want to do it, sandwiches and appetizers, everything you want. Point Loma Seafoods, there's definitely nothing better. It's the spot to go when you're down in the landings in Point Loma.
Right next to the San Diego Landings, it's Point Loma Seafoods.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have 3 generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phones are absolutely packing up. The only line that's still available right now is our toll-free number. That's 877-792-1090. Local line all packed up, but that is your shot. 877-792-1090.
Indeed. Hey, just got information from our buddy Ali from BD Outdoors that the premiere of Local Knowledge, his fantastic TV show that he does, is on the next 2 Saturdays on Destination America, 7 a.m. Eastern Time, which would be early here, so set your VCR unless you're a really early riser. So that'd be 4 a.m. here, is that right? If it's Eastern Time, 7 a.m.
Did you just throw out a VCR reference?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Or your DVD or whatever.
Just making sure
VCR.
I heard that.
Well,
right.
I'm old, but you know that. Especially feeling really old today if it's cold. Yeah, but you can also watch it online at localknowledge.tv. So that's probably a really good way to go is Local Knowledge. And I would imagine you can also go to BD Outdoors and get a link to Local Knowledge there. But, yeah, Ollie's done a fantastic
so
job
cool.
with that show. In my opinion, the best TV show on fishing.
Totally agree.
On the TV.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Check that out. The premiere of Local Knowledge Season 2, coming up Saturday on Destination America, 7 a.m. Eastern Time.
That's going to be really cool. Yeah, our, like I said, DVR is already sent. Again, hey, if you want to get through, 877-792, best number right now. Phones are absolutely getting packed up, so why don't we just jump right into the phones and start it off with Dan this morning, who's calling us from Encinitas. Dan, thanks for getting us started here in the phones on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, morning, guys. I'm sorry. So, Rose, you're the highlight of the Docks.
Oh, you're so sweet. Too funny. Hey. How are you, Dan?
And what's the bait situation at Cedros? Do you make your own bait, or do they got a bait receiver?
No, you make your own bait, and you get out your sabiki rigs and make your own bait. I'm sure, Jeff, you can expand on that a little bit.
Yeah, that's pretty much the ticket there. And we look for the biggest, baddest mackerel we can find. You know, the bigger, the better. Depending where they are, recently we've added electronics on the boat, so makes it a little easier to find the spot when they're not up breezing. I like to use a heavy weight for the mackerel. You know, you do get six or eight of them on there whipping around. You want a heavy weight you can grab in your hand and maintain your rod over the bait tank when the Pongoneros are putting them in
and
the tank.
And the Pongoneros all have bait tanks
right? Yeah,
that's
yeah.
Key.
All live wells. All of them have GPS plotters with an up and down.
And it's not just a, you know, old school traditional ponga through hole water. I mean, it's circulating live bait pumps. I mean, it's the real deal.
Yeah.
And the Pongoneros even know how to use their fish finders, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So they have the double thing.
Hey, and you know, Pete,
head reckoning and the fish finder.
That was the tough transition, you know.
I'll bet.
7, 8, 9 years ago, we sent a ponga down there, radar, plotter, meter. Went down about a month later, it was all off the boat. You know, they're just so stuck on their dead reckoning. But
didn't know what to do.
That's cool.
We're getting it dialed now.
What are the appropriate sizes of, you know, hooks and sabikis and things like that? If a guy was coming down on a trip, what's the best way to outfit themselves right for a trip to Cedros right now?
All right, great question, Rick. I'd like to start with the sabiki piece of it. You know, I'd recommend the 30-pound mainline and the 20-pound leader with the number 4 hook.
Okay.
You know, that seems to work the best. Once again, 8 to 10 ounce weight on that rig. You can also use that weight for your dropper loop setup as well, right? So you're limiting your tackle down there. You don't need a lot, but you do want to be conscious of what you are bringing so that it's efficient.
Sure.
You know. And then as far as gear, you know, I fish mainly for the yellowtail, sea bass, the tuna and dorado when they show in the fall. So I limit my gear to 40 to 60 pound test. I bring 3 rods, Avett JX up to HXJ is pretty much the gap. 40 pound mainline for the lighter stuff that I'll flip a bass plug around or whatever just in the off time. And then my main go-to rod is a CalStar 700 XH with a accurate 600 NX.
That's something big enough that you could yo-yo with or troll or Rapala around or flip a mackerel out, like say a multi-use kind of rig.
Right, I use that for my live bait rig and jig, and then for my slow trolling I'll use the Avett HXJ with 60 pound and 80 pound fluoroleader.
But everything heavy.
Yeah.
Very good. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. How about we talk to a first-time caller? We always say first-time callers go right to the front of the line, and that's the case with Patrick, who's calling us from San Diego this morning. Good morning, Patrick. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
Yeah.
Hey, Patrick.
I was calling to find out about the travel process coming from San Diego down there. I mean, do you fly from San Diego, or do you fly from Tijuana, or how does that work?
Right now what we're doing is we have a passenger van that loads all you guys up, all your tackle, everything will go on top. We drive down to Ensenada. Down in Ensenada, we get you a nice breakfast and then take you down to the airport. You'll be flying out of a military airport on a grand caravan, take you right down to Cedros Island. And then once you're down at Cedros, our crew takes over. And it's like Jeff said at the beginning, once you board that van, that's it. It's up to us from there, and everything will be taken care of for you. All your visas and fishing licenses will also be taken care of. Make sure you have your passports. You will need your passports. But, yeah, we start off with a van, head down to Ensenada, get you on the plane, and then get you down to Cedros, get you all your fishing in. on the way back, obviously, is the plane back from Cedros to Ensenada, and then onto the van again, and then through the Tecate border back to San Diego.
And the trip part of it is as much of the fun as the fishing is. I mean, the drive down is cool because you're, you know, with a bunch of buddies, and like you say, easy breakfast, and then just everything handled. They put the bags for you back and forth. It's just everything is...
Well, and it's a pretty scenic drive. Start to finish. On the drive down, I mean, you're on the coast, and it's a beautiful scenic drive down, and then on the way through Tecate, you're going through the wine country.
That's cool.
I mean, it's beautiful.
So you're using the Tecate exit now.
Yeah, that's the shorter way that line. I went across, yeah. And I have to, yeah, it worked very well.
Yeah.
Well, shorter border line coming across.
Yeah, and yeah. Like you say, you get to drive through the Guadalupe Valley, which
is beautiful.
You
know?
It's a bit longer drive, but time-wise, miles it's further, time-wise it's shorter.
Yeah,
exactly.
Smart man.
Pretty cool.
That's cool. Patrick, you ready to go?
Yep, thank you. Sounds
all right.
Good.
Thanks for the call this
appreciate
morning.
Appreciate the phone call very much. How about next up, we talk to Dave. Dave's calling us from San Diego this morning. Actually, before we do that, we got...
Nope, we have Dave. Good
all right,
morning,
good
Dave.
Morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing good.
Hey, I have been down to Cedros Adventures on your trips. As a matter of fact, I took the Virgin Run down there with Adrian and Jeff, and man, I'm telling you, we had such a blast down there. Couldn't find a better group of people. Really, really fun time.
They do everything right, don't they? Adrian is on it, I have to say. When I was down at the lodge, just everything that he has done, he's done it right. It's awesome.
He's the man, absolutely the man. You're very well taken care of, and you do come back a little fatter, but, hey, what else could you ask for, right, Jeffrey?
That's right.
That's what we go for, right?
You're on vacation.
Yeah, it's such a great great organization. I remember Adrian, we went up to the top of a hill.
Oh.
This is before they built the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
And we just walked around and looked at this big empty lot, and he was telling me his dreams. Okay. And they have come true. And, Adrian, you've done just a fantastic job. So
thank you.
Cheers. Here's to you guys.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
Those that haven't been need to go check this place out because Adrian did bring – he built a paradise, right, Dave?
Oh, I forgot to tell you that the fishing is fantastic.
By the way.
Anyway, you guys have a good day today.
Thanks, Dave.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. Well, speaking of fantastic fishing, a spot that's always going off, that's Rancho Leonero in the beautiful East Cape. And we got John Ireland online this morning. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Rick. Hello, Pete. Guests.
How are you doing this morning, John?
John?
Yeah, I'd like to do that Cedros trip. I love Calico Bass, and I know you guys got them big in the kelp around there.
Yes,
so.
We do.
The spot.
Yeah. One of these days you'll be seeing me. I'll be
looking forward to it, John.
For sure. Well, down it's you know, we have pretty similar fishing to you guys right now. It's interesting. A lot of yellowtail. Yellowtail seems to be the name of the game for the past week. Water temp inside is normal, which is a good thing. Past 3 years, as we all know, it's been real, real warm. And this year now, it's back to normal. It's 72, 73 degrees inside, and outside 69, 70. So it's right where it should be, and we're getting the species we normally get this time of year. So I'm pleased. It's looking like we're going to get a regular, normal year back. We're getting a lot of good Spanish max. Oh, by the way, the weather-wise, we've had two straight weeks of real flat water. It just blew like crazy on Friday. And then knocked down yesterday, and today it's just flat like a lake again. And so we've been lucky on the weather for March as well, and that seems to continue. We get on iWindsurf.com and get our weather reports, and it's looking good out for the next week or anyway. So for March, that's a good thing for us. Anyway, we're getting lots of Spanish mack, and we're basically fishing the bottom mostly. There's a high spot right off of Rancho Buena Vista, just about a mile off the beach, that's producing lots of yellowtail in the 25 to 40 pound range, and because it's fairly shallow water for yellowtail for us anyway, they're getting rocked, so they're getting every other fish, and they're losing about half the fish that they hook up. Some big pargo mixed with them, and then it's interesting the yellowfin. They're catching, you know, every day one or two yellowfin comes in, they're picking them up on the troll, and it was north. It was last week. It was up in Sorralbo. Right around the 88, and this week they're picking them up south on the troll, south of Fraley's down around Vinaramas, and they're, you know, just one or two, but they're always pretty nice fish, you know, 30 to 50 pounds, and our first week we had 130-pound yellowfin, tuna, so that is unusual for this early in the year. But it's mostly bottom stuff right now, but very good fishing, some big pargo as well. And we're sending out three or four boats a day, and fishing's good, and everything's normal on track. We're looking forward to a good year.
Off to a great start, John. We're certainly glad to hear so much good stuff is going on at the ranch and good fishing. And I love that early season fishing. It's nice to escape here when there's a little bit of weather and go down to Paradise and hang out and catch some good fish for a while.
It's been a nice March. It's really been a beautiful March weather-wise. And again, now the inshore fishing's been all the stuff on the bottom has been very active. It's been good.
That's awesome, John.
We're still waiting on the marlin. Not much pressure out there on the banks, but they should be showing up any time, I expect.
That's awesome. Well, today, Sunday, wrapping up the last day at the Fred Hall Show. I know that the Rancho Leonero booth, rather, has been a very popular spot. Always fun seeing Pam and Phil and yourself and everybody there, the whole gang from Rancho Leonero, and another opportunity to get to see you again today. Last chance to hang out and talk to the whole gang and book your favorite room, book your favorite spot, and that's the beauty of the Fred Hall Show. You get to talk to everybody and find out exactly how to tailor the trip just right for you.
Absolutely, Rick. Yeah, and I'll be there all day today, too. I'd love to meet anybody that wants to come on by. It'd be great to see you.
And I might add, too, that our trip in June is, there's two rooms left. That's it. So if you want to go with us, I know Pam and Phil have been very, very busy booking rooms. There was only a couple of rooms left. So
absolutely,
if you want to go with us in June, prime time, you better jump on it.
Been a busy show. Been a good, very good show, that's for sure.
That's awesome. John, well, if somebody wants to book you, hopefully they'll come and get to see your smiling face today at the Fred Hall Show. But if we want to call the office and book a room, how do we do it?
Thanks. It's 800-646-2252. And go to our website, rancholanero.com. We've been loading lots of fish on the website. Trying to stay weekly anyway, but you'll see a lot of these yellowtail we've been catching.
That's awesome. Great job, John, as always. Glad to hear the fishing's going so good, and I look forward to seeing you today at the Fred Hall Show.
You sure will. We'll see you guys a little later on this morning.
Thanks, John.
Okay.
All right. Well, if you want to jump through, great opportunity on the phones. Been a busy morning already. 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or 877-792-1090. And pretty exciting. I know a little later on in the show, we're going to be doing a raffle for a trip to go to Cedros. Now, everybody that was at the Long Beach show, Rosie, correct me if I'm wrong, we're putting in for opportunities to win this trip.
Absolutely. At both shows, not only Long Beach, but at Del Mar, we had a raffle. It was a $10 raffle per ticket, but they get a four-day trip to Cedros.
Right on.
So we've got a few tickets here.
We'll be later on the show.
We'll have Miss Dallas pull a name out of a hat there.
And someone's going to Cedros. Well, hey, again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Let's talk to Mario calling us from Rancho Cucamonga this morning. Good morning, Mario. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. This is one of my favorite shows of the year, and I really like yellowtail fishing, calico bass fishing, but I also enjoy thresher shark fishing. I was wondering how that fishery is down at the island.
So with the threshers, they do show up in abundance. The Mexican season starts August 1st for the threshers, so that's something to keep in mind if you're thinking about targeting the threshers. You want to be sure to be there after August 1st. Typically they start showing mid-July through August, but great.
And it can
great
be
question.
It can be a prolific fishery too.
Yeah.
Lots of big migrating fish roll through.
Yeah, it's great. You know, when it's slick calm out there, you hear them tails slapping and just standing up on the bow of the ponga driving around. You see them all swimming under the water, and it's like, no, I want this one, you know. But once again, make sure you bring your steel wire for that. You want to be sure to have the right equipment when you're hooking into a 200-300-pound thresher.
That's cool.
You know, there are so many other species down there. You know, we may be the yellowtail and calico, spot,
sure,
in the world to be catching those guys. But there's so many other different species down there. We got the rockfish. We got sheephead, halibut, white sea bass, broomtail groupers. We got gold spot bass, which brings me to something that we've decided to do at Cedros. Is we've been looking at all these pictures of all these fish out there that are so big. You know, I saw a picture of a gold spot bass the other day, and I know the world record on a gold spot bass is 10-4. And I'm looking at this toad that somebody pulled out of the water, and I know full well that bass is over 10 pounds, mm-hmm. and it's probably over 10-4. It could be closer to 11 and 12 pounds. And we at Cedros felt that we were missing out on some of these world records that we know are being pulled out of our local waters there. So we decided to become an IGFA official weigh station. So we are that now. So that is available to you guys. So, you know, be mindful of what you're catching. Be mindful of what the world records are, because you very easily could be pulling one out of a local waters down there in Cedros.
And cool to know that certified. You'll have a certified scale down there.
Certified scale.
You want to know what your personal best, biggest yellowtail that you've ever caught in your life was, you'll be able to string it up at the marina when you come by.
Absolutely.
How cool is that?
Yeah,
right?
and might mention, too, that Jeff Mariani from Cedros Kayak Fishing caught the world record grouper down there.
Broomtail grouper.
Right there.
Right there.
Yeah, on a kayak.
On a kayak.
Yeah.
Craziness.
But there's world records. The point is, world records abound at Cedros.
Oh, some of these calico bass that are being pulled out are absolutely crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Like
how
I
big
said,
was that one that you caught that's on the front of the Cedros Sport Fishing website, Ricky?
The one that's on the website was just shy of 9, but I got my biggest fish ever there that was 2 ounce over 11.2.
11.2
for a calico bass.
Yeah.
See, that's amazing.
Yeah. And how big is the biggest yellowtail you caught down there?
44 pounds.
44.
Yeah.
How about you, Jeff?
Pounds.
What's your biggest yellowtail down there?
52.
There you go.
But, you know, trip after trip, that's one of the exciting things, you know, when we've been following up with calls to people. How many people tell you, trip after trip, I've got my personal best, you know?
I had a gentleman tell me that he was fishing for calico bass, and he was fishing heavy. Mm-hmm. Heavy line with it, caught his biggest yellowtail while fishing for calico.
How cool is that?
Yeah, exactly. So be prepared. I mean, you might be fishing calico, and you're going to come up with your personal best yellowtail.
Our van ride coming home last year of 12 people had 11 people with the biggest yellowtail of their life and 9 people with their biggest calico bass of their life.
That's
awesome. That, you know, 80% of the boat, you know, of the entire crew had their biggest yellow, and on just that one trip, you know, and it's like that year after year after year. The quality and quantity of the fishing at Cedros is unmatched.
You know, we had a group of firefighters down there, the Hendrickson Maeda charter with Tim Marshall was on the boat, Chris Hendrickson was on the boat, and I think Mark Maeda, or maybe it was Keith Bridges, but there were 3 guys on the boat, and they were targeting calico bass that day, and they took one of those little clickers with them so they could count how many calico bass they were catching. All of them in this picture were holding up 4 fingers. It wasn't because they caught 4 each. It was that boat, that day, they caught and released 401 calico bass.
For 3 guys on one day.
On one day.
Pretty amazing. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. We got catch reports, more about the Fred Hall Show in Del Mar. If you want to get through, it's a great opportunity. 858 area code 457-1090, or better yet, toll free 877-792-1090. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
It's still head running.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
It's time for the spectacular 41st Annual Fred Hall Show, March 23rd to the 26th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. San Diego's biggest fishing show, biggest boat show, biggest outdoor recreation event of the year. Hundreds of booths, acres of boats, over 200 seminars presented by Cousins Tackle. Hundreds of kayaks and stand-up paddleboards. The Diamond Bass Tank, the Accurate Fishing Saltwater Tank, Hobie Kayak Fishing Seminars, Costa Sporting Chef Cafe, the Mammoth Lakes Kids Fish Free Trout Pond, the San Diego Ford Dealers Paul Bunyan Lumberjack Show, archery, target shooting, free dive, fly casting, kids casting, and so much more. Kids free, kids fish free. Join CCA Cal and get in free. Come and share in the legacy of the Fred Hall Shows as we celebrate the passion of fishing, boating, hunting, and outdoor recreation at San Diego's number one show. The Fred Hall Show, March 23rd to the 26th at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. Presented by Progressive. Details at FredHall.com.
It's a whale of a show.
Have you been looking for a live bait hook that keeps live bait alive? Look no further than Japan's leading fish hook, Gamakatsu. It's the little things that make the difference, and Gamakatsu hooks drive the point home. With an absolute perfect bend and ideal barbs, your bait swims harder and longer. And when you get bit, Gamakatsu hooks bite back with a vengeance. All hooks are not the same. Go with Gamakatsu for infinite success. Gamakatsu, simply the best. Check Gamakatsu.com.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
It's time for our PowerPro 30-second seminar, and I tell you what, with PowerPro, what I like about it is the knot strength. You tie a knot with PowerPro, whether it be a John Collins knot, an Albright knot, back-to-back uni, they hold and work with PowerPro.
Yeah, the line is just not stiff. It's the perfect amount of round. It has good abrasion resistance, and it's just easier for connections than other types of line out there.
Indeed. PowerPro at your favorite tackle store, or check out PowerPro.com.
XSRS 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090. As promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. Today, the Catch Report sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and the famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landings. And next up, let's talk to our booth partner, the guys, our next-door neighbors at the Fred Hall Show, and that's Captain Brian Woolley at Dana War Sport Fishing. What's up, Woolley?
Hey, good morning, guys. What's happening? How are you this morning?
We're doing great. I know the Dana Wharf booth has got a little spin wheel. Been hearing that thing clicking off all show.
That's it. Like little friends of Rollo, come sign up, get a raffle ticket and spin the wheel and win a half day, three-quarter day, or T-shirt. We got all kinds of cool stuff down there. So, yeah, for sure, stop by and see us.
Yeah, it's been fun seeing you guys down there. And I know there's been some fun fishing going on at Dana Wharf. What's the fishing like?
Well, you know, we had a good week up here, you know. The west wind did make things a little tricky a day or two, but nonetheless, we did have boats out every single day this week. You know, our three-quarter day stuff right now, we're still leaning on that rockfish and sculpin. It's been a day-to-day kind of deal. You know, one day we'll get the right little area and get what we need right out of the gates on the reds and the salmon group and other mixed fish. And, you know, the next day it may be a little more of a grind to find that stuff that wants to bite. So, but still some good fishing to be had for sure. You know, the half-day scene, a little more local to the harbor, you know, kind of focusing on the calico bass and the sand bass. You know, again, for that, it's a day-to-day deal with the conditions that's really being the key factor. So the water before this wind here a couple of days was a good 60 and 61. So it's going to have to bounce back here a tiny bit, but it's been clean, and it was really good for that bass fishing. You know, some good fly line action on the calico bass for sure. Mix in a few sheephead and rockfish, and that kind of rounds out that half-day stuff for us. On the Fury, you know, he's been out. He was out at Catalina yesterday on his 5-5. It's been mixed rockfish as well. He's online for his overnight stuff, too, as well. His schedule still kind of fluctuates. I definitely recommend if you want to hop on one of his 5-5 or his overnight trips, call the office. They'll give you the straight scoop on that. Unfortunately, I don't have that here in front of me. So call the office and get that info. And then finally, you know, we're winding down on our halibut derby. Today and next Friday were the last drift days of the actual derby itself. So they're out this morning. I think they have a full boat. They should hopefully get a little something on that leaderboard. We still have that 32-pounder sitting at the top of that. So, you know, it's a tough one to beat, but certainly, you know, certainly a chance, no doubt. And then the fish-off will be a week from today. Kind of split the prize money. So half that prize money will go to that big fish. and then the other half will go to the angler that catches that large fish on the fish off next Sunday. So kind of it for us. You know, stop by and see us at the show if you're planning on coming by there. Or you can check us out on the web at danawharf.com. And then certainly, like I said, call the office, make some reservations if you want to come on out. Phone number up here is 949-496-5794. And then finally, like I mentioned every week, take advantage of that Let's Talk Hookup discount code on the front of their webpage there, and I'll save you 25% on the local trip.
Best deal in town. Awesome information, Willie. Great report. Great job. And we'll look forward to not only fishing with you next week, but we'll look forward to seeing you at the Del Mar Fred Hall Show.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
All right, Willie, thanks a lot for that. Still waiting to hear from our surf guru, Gundy Gunderson. Hopefully we'll catch up with him a little bit later in the show. But for now, that's going to wrap up our catch report. And again, if you want to get through, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, best way to get us is with that toll-free number, 877-792-1090.
All right, I believe we have the surf guru himself, Gundy Gunderson. We're going to find out here in a second if we actually do. Yes,
there he
indeed.
Is. Hey, good morning, Gundy.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing great. Good morning. What's going on in the surf zone?
Oh, boy. It's, you know, it's nice to see us returning back to what's more typical pattern, you know, cooler water in the winter, going into spring, lots of bait inside, you know, and for that reason, we've got two of the top species, the perch bite, again, good to the north, smaller perch starting to show in a lot better numbers this week, too, on the southern beaches. And then the halibut bite was good up and down the coast. We had our first grunion run, and then there's lots of reports of small anchovies in the bays, in the shallows, all that good kind of stuff to make inshore fishing excellent. Hook, line, and sinker reported solid perch bite, lots of fish in the 1 to 2 pound class. Most offerings working, grubs, gulp, mussel, lugworms, you name it, cut anchovies. Paloma, carpinteria, gaviota, east beach, top spots. Lots of short halibut, too, showing in and around the harbor was really good. The sandbar, sterns, and then East Beach was kicking out some fish. Wiley's reported another week of big perch. They had a perch derby yesterday. 2 pound, 12 ounce fish wins that perch derby this week. And, the fish was taken on a mussel off Oxnard there. Second place was 2 pound, 8 ounce fish. Big pie tin perch, you know, this is, best time of year to get a really good one. Some of the fish are ripe, so we're going into that spawn. So, you know, the next 6 or 8 weeks, it's big fish time as far as that perch goes. Seal Beach, big fish reported continued good action along Long Beach, 72nd place, Cherry Beach, Shoreline Drive. Really good fishing there. MS anchovy, flash minnows, top baits. Good perch action, too, off Huntington for the first time there. Cats, small cast masters, gulp working. Hogan's reported Capo Bay loaded with small to just legal halibut, and they're taking crocodiles. Those guys like using those top shot zoom flukes. Excellent bait, excellent presentation right now. And then to the south, very good fishing in the lagoon. Halibut up to 25 inches, and then they had a good week of perch fishing. So really dynamic fishing, lots of bait inside, and just look for that halibut bite to get better, and if you want a road trip up north and see if you can get a 2.5-3 pound perch, now is the time.
Yeah, the holy grail of the surf perch, the 3 pounder.
Yeah.
The time is now. Gundy, great report as always. Certainly glad to hear there's some good fishing to be had, and like you say, conditions are getting back to the way it should be, and the surf fishing is following suit.
Yep, the Del Marsh dream fish, the 3 pound barred surf perch.
That was my favorite line of Del Mar, that he went through three wives trying to get a 3 pounder. Great report,
well,
Gundy.
Right on, Rockhard. You have a good week, and we'll have more for you next week. That's for sure.
Appreciate it, buddy. Great job, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week, Gundy.
Right on.
All right, appreciate that. All right, and you know, our friend fishthesurf.com has a great website. For surf fishing tackle. He's got a totally separate website for surf fishing tackle. It's surffishtackle.com.
Okay.
Pretty good, huh?
Yeah, very
so
cool.
So if you want any surf fishing tackle, and he does quite well, Bill Varnay
does.
Oh,
Bill Varnay's awesome.
With that, so surffishtackle.com. If you want surf fishing tackle, he's got specialty and tell you what to do, where to go. You can even buy his book that tells you how to use it, too.
Finest surf fishing rods, you know,
yep.
the custom line, hooks, the whole nine,
everything
you want for surf fishing.
Yeah,
that's
so
cool.
Check that out. And be sure to check out also
our new email blast, too, on the front page of our website. Just sign up for our email blast, hookup1090.com. Not only can you save on that discount at Dana Moore Sport Fishing, but sign up for our email blast. We're going to be doing a newsletter once a month, and every week we're going to be doing an email blast of what's going on on Let's Talk Hookup. And that's thanks to Mr. Bill there doing such a great job.
That's awesome. I've got a question for probably Jeff and Adrian, too, about the fishing. Obviously, it's calico bass. Obviously, it's yellowtail. It's at great fishing. If you're somebody that would prefer to target one thing over another, is it possible to do so? Is it just every trip, you know, does this in the morning, this in the afternoon? You tailor it the way you want? I mean, how does the fishing breakdown work as far as, you know, maybe your skill level or your desire or your want to do this kind of fish or that kind of thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Cater to the desires of our guest. You know, if the consensus on the Ponga, you know, there's three guys on the Ponga, you want to target strictly calico bass, that's certainly an option. If you want to start out trying to get your yellowtail limit in the morning there and going in, dumping them off, taking a little break, have lunch at the lodge, and go back in the afternoon and fish the bass, that's an alternative as well. It's basically your Ponga from 6 in the morning till 6 at night when the harbor closes. How you choose to break that up and utilize that time, all up to you.
That's cool. One thing that has always impressed me was that the amount of ice that you guys brought on a Ponga. You know, I mean, it's very rare to see anything as far as fish keeping goes, and I was always impressed that there was block ice and chipped ice and everything else every morning loaded onto the boats. And I know, Rosie, obviously, you know, with a background in fish processing, that was a major thing for you, you know, is keeping the quality of the fish high. And I've always been impressed on, you know, oftentimes you don't see anything, and there was always ice going into every boat every morning, and I know that was always a big deal. And you guys said you even wanted to step that up even farther than it was.
And, Rick, that's something that we're really excited about. The tools this new partnership is bringing and the knowledge and experience that each and every one of them brings to the table for us, the ice situation is going to improve immensely. So what we had before, which was adequate.
By Mexico standards, was beyond adequate. It was good.
It's now going to be.
It can always be better, you know.
Once again, raising the bar to the next level.
And a new fish processing house. Right?
Yes. Yes, everything will be. Just perfect for making, yeah. You know.
Vacuum pack, everything.
Vacuum pack, yes.
Yeah. And you're actually going to build a new building.
New building for that.
To house the fish processing.
How cool is that? To make it, you know, everything.
A real deal.
Exactly.
Wow.
We've got new cutting boards coming in. We have a new vacuum pack machine coming in. Obviously, the guys down there have done a beautiful fillet job, a table-ready fillet job. They're going to continue doing that. We're just adding a few new things for the anglers that are going to be coming down. They'll be able to go home with their fish all vacuum packed. You know, through all my experience of fish processing, all the hundreds of thousands of customers that I have had, we have realized that, you know, the 1 pound pack is basically what 99% of the people go with. You know, it's that 1 pound pack that serves two people. To have everything pretty uniform like that, you know, if Dal and Rick are, you know, eating by themselves, 1 pound pack is good. If they decide to have Jeff and Rosie over for dinner, all they have to do is pull another pack out of the freezer. So just have everything just nice and clean for the customers, easy to travel with, easy care at home, and just, you know, trying to make that all happen. And Adrian's on it with building a new fish processing house for us. That's and cool. It's just going to be very nicely done.
Very nice.
That's definitely one of the questions that I get asked a lot about going down to Cedros is, you know, well, can I bring fish home? And obviously with the fish processing, what is the process like of getting, you know, down and getting your fish back to home with you? Obviously, you catch it on the boat, it gets iced down. How does the, you know, the process go from there until you get back to kicking that bag open and put it on the grill?
Right. So what we're going to ask you to do is leave your coolers in your vehicles at the pickup location, and as the fish is processed, we put it in freezers there on the island in our storage room. It's packed up in small kill bags, insulated kill bags, and loaded onto the airplane coming home. So basically, by the time you walk through immigration there at the airport and clear, your fish is already in the 120-quart coolers, iced down, ready for the trip home.
That's awesome. There again, every step of the way, you know, the guys from the operation taking care of it.
You bet.
Awesome. Hey, let's jump into the phones. Let's next up talk to Dan. He's
got I clicked on the wrong one. Robin in Orange. Robin, you're next up on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning.
Hi, Robin.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, Robin. How are you, hon?
Sorry. Adrian, Rosie, it's Randy and Robin listening to you this morning. How are you?
We're good, Robin. How are you?
Doing great. Hey, we went down to Cedros last year, and we loved it so much. We signed up again for the July trip, one of them. And one thing I wanted to compliment your organization on is how well you take care of people with limitations. My husband's arthritis in his knees was so severe, he almost didn't want to go on the trip, but we went anyway. And I want to tell you, once you guys picked us up, we never touched our gear again. It was on the Ponga every morning.
Perfect.
And when we got off the Ponga, it goes back to the compound, and it's all rinsed off with fresh water. So it made my husband's life so much easier. Plus, they would help him on and off the boat. And since then, he's had bilateral knee replacement, and our next trip to see you guys is going to be fantastic. So I can't wait.
And for those of you that come by the booth at Cedros Sport Fishing, you will see Robin as one of my poster children up on our banner.
Cool.
She is
cool.
Up on there with a beautiful calico bass. And we're so excited to have you guys back, especially Randy with his two new knees. So he'll be able to move around a little bit better.
Yes, and on the trip down, that was the first time I caught a yellowtail, and it was one of many yellowtails, and I was shocked to get that bass in the middle of the channel between Cedros and the Actividad. And I was just soaking a mackerel for a yellowtail, and oh, my God, a calico bit.
And that night,
that's so cool.
That's so awesome.
That's so cool. Great. And I might add, too, that like Robin, she was smart and booked her trip. I know both of our sponsored Let's Talk Hookup trips are sold out. There's not a lot of spots left.
That's right. And you know what, you guys? You need to, you know, get on that phone and give me a call. My phone number is 619-772-7570. I promise I'll answer. If I don't answer, it's because I'm on the line with someone else, and I'll get back with you. Or you can go to our website, which is cedrossportfishing.com. You know, look at the trips that are open. There are
the availability.
The availability of the trips, on the availability, exactly. And, you know, see which date looks best for you guys, and, you know, let's get you on down there. But it's going to start booking up here pretty quick, and we definitely want to see you down there.
What's the new website if we wanted to check out the availability of the spots?
The cedrossportfishing.com. Awesome. cedrossportfishing.com.
Thanks, Robin, for the call. Appreciate that.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup. Another hour of your phone calls. Our local line totally packed up, but we got that toll-free line open for you right now. It's 877-792-1090. More Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Get ready for two big events in one, happening on the waterfront in Point Loma, San Diego. It's the grand opening of the Big Bay Yachts office at Intrepid Landing and the first West Coast appearance of the Sea Keeper demo boat. Friday and Saturday, April 14th and 15th. On Friday afternoon, 1 to 7, Scott Lampe will host an open house, open boat at Big Bay Yachts and will have free food and beverage. See and ride the Sea Keeper demo boat and check out the amazing Cobia 23 and 27 center consoles. Price to sell at ridiculous grand opening prices. Big Bay Yachts is also the dealer for Albemarle, including the Fantastic 25 Express that makes its premiere at the Big Bay Yachts dock at Intrepid Landing. On Saturday, April 15th, it all starts with a live broadcast of Let's Talk Hookup at 7 with free breakfast and the Sea Keeper demo boat for free rides. Plus, let Scott and his crew show you the new Cobias, Albemarle, and brokerage boats like the 48 Tiara. Open house and open boats right on the waterfront at the new Intrepid Landing in Point Loma. Check BigBayYachts.com and we'll see you Friday and Saturday, April 14th and 15th.
This is Rick Jensen with Sport Fishing Financial. I think most of you get that I'm a fisherman and work with the fishing community, but to understand exactly what Sport Fishing Financial does, ask yourself these four questions. First, do you really know how much money you'll need in order to retire comfortably? Next, do you know how much you'll have to save on a regular basis to reach that number? Do you have a process that includes a proven investment strategy and confidence that the money you save will grow? Last, do you have a plan for how to turn your savings into retirement income? If you don't have good answers to these questions, you're not alone. But you should, and I can make sure you do. In addition, if you own a business and currently provide or are planning on providing a retirement savings plan for yourself or your employees, we should really talk. We offer an outstanding variety of creative solutions that are sure to meet your needs.
Some of our listeners may feel overwhelmed. Others may believe they are already doing the best they can. In either case, I bet Rick can help. Set a time to meet with him and start planning for your personal or business investment success. Find Rick on the web at sportfishingfinancial.com or give him a call at 949-481-1807.
Alaska is one of the ultimate fishing destinations in the world. This is Rock Cod Rick, and every year the one trip I look forward to is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. My dad and I have been going for over 15 years, and I just can't wait to go again. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, the finest fishing charter captains in all of Sitka, and the ultimate value. Sure, I've been to others, but time and time again, nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. You can catch huge halibut like the ones we do almost every year, and salmon? Well, Sitka is famous for some of the best runs in Alaska. We also get plenty of rockfish and huge lingcod. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. And listen to this, it's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except the tips. It's truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Come and join me on the Let's Talk hookup trip in June, or just go when you can. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best Major League Baseball coverage is right here.
Deep and very gone. A blast to left field.
San Diego sports leader, the mighty 1090.
Here, I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now 18 stores throughout Southern California and 3 in San Diego County. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find the location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
The offshore fishing around San Diego seems to keep getting better every year, and next season should be no exception. The same is true when it comes to Ford trucks. They just keep getting better, too. In fact, the new Ford Super Duty has just been named Motor Trend Magazine's 2017 Truck of the Year. It's the toughest, smartest, most capable Super Duty ever. If you've got a big boat to move around, look no further. Super Duty beats the competition hands down in both conventional towing and fifth wheel towing. Plus, the new Super Duty is built with high-strength aluminum alloy body panels that won't rust ever. For folks like us that launch a lot of boats, that's a pretty big deal. Continuous improvements and innovations have made F-Series pickups the best-selling trucks in America for 40 years in a row, ever since disco and 8-tracks cassettes were all the rage. So whether you've got an eye on the built Ford Tough F-150 or you need the extra muscle of the new Ford Super Duty, you'll find what you need at your Ford dealer. Go to buyfordnow.com to learn more, or stop by any San Diego County Ford dealer. They'll be glad to hook you up.